kind of have that breakaway ability that he has had in the past?
Most definitely. He is still dynamic as a kick returner, as a punt returner. So he is a challenge.
Is it just the game of keep away?
You try, you know, but all of them guys got to do their job. You know, we got to punt it where we want to with the hang time, location, and the distance, and we got to cover, and everyone's got to be in the right spot. And you got to gang tackle. I mean, he is hard to get down, so it takes all 11 guys.
How has Steve had to change his mechanics at all with the injury?
He's not punting as much, so I don't think. I think he'd probably bring it back to the basics, if anything, you know.
Has the injury affected him? How has it affected him most? Control or distance or hang time?
You know, I think the first game he came back was the durability, you know, the length of the game hurt him, so that affected him. And then last week, last Thursday, he was put in some good spots by the offensive field, punts, some Ossie punts, and some, you know, plus area punts, which helped, so wasn't really tested that way. But I think it's just managing it is probably the biggest change.
I mean, when you're converting more third downs, then Steve is not on the field as much. I mean, even though it's not the most...
We like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But even though it's not the most arduous thing for a punter, does that help at all just to kind of even limit his game reps a little bit? I mean, especially...
Well, yeah, I mean, we he's a guy that likes to work, likes to kick, likes to punt. So we had to limit him, you know, what he does pregame and what he does within a game because, you know, anytime the offense has the ball, you got to be ready and start warming up into the net. So he's had to manage that as well.
Peyton Hill is his first year, I guess, on special teams, but he seems to have made an impact.
He's done a nice job for the, you know, first couple games, or last two games, actually, being productive on kickoff. So it's been nice to see. Kind of was an unknown quantity when we got him. We knew he was a good running back last year, but we needed him as the third running back to be able to play on some teams, and he's being able to do that.
Does he have any responsibility as far as helping Quentin with when to take the ball? Because I think he's that last guy in front of
him. Yeah, he does. I mean, he's kind of the brain sometimes behind that when things go awry. So he does have a hand in that.
Is
and he's
a good
on the
voice
same
of
page.
Reason in that sense?
Yeah.
You look forward to having Odell at some point back
there? I think
there.
The team does. You know, he's a dynamic player, and we've all kind of been anxious to see him. We've been enjoying seeing him on the practice field. So, you know, I don't know what his responsibilities will come game day. I'm sure that's all we'll be ironed out in the next few days. But he's ready. You know, he's been attentive in meetings and good on the practice field.
Has he – I mean, obviously you don't run full-speed returns in regards to punts. And,
yeah, I mean, he's catches.
How do you get ready for that?
He's got good hands. He's got to rely on his experience. You know, you'd like to have the preseason and all that to get through it. But we feel good with Preston, and, you know, if he gets the call, I think he'll be ready.
What did you see from Beckham when you, you know, as a returner in general?
I liked his run skills. I liked his run skills. Yeah. When he was coming out of college, I thought he had, you know, running back-like return run skills in a receiver spotty. You know, so he was able to get vertical and, you know, good elusiveness. So that's kind of stood out in addition to the speed, playmaking ability.
On punt coverage, when something goes wrong, what is it besides just lane integrity? What breaks down?
Well, a lot of times it's the hang time or it's the location. You know, guys not adjusting. And then it comes down to tackling. You know, we've had issues with that, you know. So you get a chance to get your hands on a great return, you got to hold on and get them down to the rest of the cavalry comes, and the cavalry's got to come.
What has been the biggest issue for the punt coverage unit last year or so?
I'd say probably, you know, just the hang matching the distance, you know, making sure that stays all within the realm.